And here is the Writer's Almanac for Wednesday. It's the 12th of November, 2014. It's the anniversary of the first recorded observance of a meteor shower in North America. On this date, 1799, an American astronomer named Andrew Ellicott Douglas was on a ship off the Florida Keys when he wrote that the whole heaven appeared as if illuminated with skyrockets flying in an infinity of directions. It was 60 years ago on this day that Ellis Island formally closed its doors after processing more than 12 million immigrants to the United States in its more than half century of service. It was only the third class and steerage passengers who had to go through Ellis Island. The first class and the second class passengers were given a brief inspection on board their ships, and then they were waved on through. It's the birthday of DeWitt Wallace, the founder of Reader's Digest, born in St. Paul, 1889. His father taught Greek and Old English at McAllister College, but the son rebelled against the father. He wanted to be a businessman and make money. He served in World War I in the Army. He was seriously wounded, and during his recovery, he read hundreds of magazines and realized that you could put out a magazine full of condensed articles from other magazines, and it would be a big hit. The first issue came out in February 1922. It's the birthday of Elizabeth Cady Stanton, Johnstown, New York, 1815, feminist, women's suffragist, who helped to organize the first women's rights convention in America, Seneca Falls, New York, 1848. Elizabeth Cady Stanton, who said, "The moment we begin to fear the opinions of others and hesitate to tell the truth that is in us and are silent when we should speak, the divine floods of light and life no longer flow into our souls." And it's the birthday of Tracy Kidder, born in New York, 1945. Started out as a fiction writer, but then decided he would rather write about real people. In the late 70s, spent 8 months living in the basement of Data General Corporation, watching engineers at work on a new microcomputer. The book, The Soul of a New Machine, was one of the first non-technical books about the computer industry. It won the Pulitzer Prize when it came out in 1981. Here's a poem for today by Ron Kirchhey entitled Sidecakes. They were never handsome and often came with a hormone imbalance manifested by corpulence, a yodel of a voice, or ears big as kidneys. But each was brave. More than once, a sidekick has thrown himself in front of our hero in order to receive the bullet or blow meant for that perfect face and body. Thankfully, heroes never die in movies and leave the sidekick alone. He would not stand for it. Gabby or Pat, Poncho or Andy remind us of a part of ourselves, the dependent part that can never grow up, the part that is painfully eager to please, always wants a hug and never gets enough. Who could sit in a darkened theater, listen to the organ music, and watch the best of ourselves lowered into the ground while the rest stood up there, tears pouring off that enormous nose? Sidekicks, a poem by Ron Kirchhey from Life on the Edge of the Continent, published by University of Arkansas Press and used by permission here on the Writer's Almanac, supported by the Poetry Foundation, publisher of Poetry Magazine, committed to discovering great poets and printing their verse. Back issues and subscriptions available at poetryfoundation.org. And by Arizona State University, with more than 70 campus degrees now available 100% online at online.asu.edu. Engineered by Noah Smith, produced by Joy Biles. Be well, do good work, and keep in touch.